Traveler's Journal, May 3rd, on bringing home photos instead of snapshots. On past shows, we've explained the importance of light to make good photographs, whether on film or digitally. Another factor that often spells the difference between a good shot and a great one is composition. Here are tips to help you capture images worthy of your trip. Generally, it's best not to put the subject in the dead center of the frame. Instead, follow what's called the rule of thirds. Imagine that your viewfinder is divided into thirds, both horizontally and vertically. The points where those lines cross tend to be good places to position the image's main element. Any composition that invites the eye to move is bound to be more interesting than one with a static view. Look for strong patterns or diagonal lines that will lead the viewer's eye through the photo. Finding an S-curve in the image also works the same way. Another technique to add interest is to try a different point of view. Stand on a wall to take a picture from above, or get down on your knees to see the subject from below. For example, try capturing candid images of children from their eye level. If you have a camera that focuses automatically on the center of the viewfinder, you can depress the shutter halfway to lock in the focus, then shift the view before pushing the button completely. One final tip. Always check the edges of your frame before you press the button. Will extraneous objects in the background detract from the main focus? Often, just moving in for a closer shot will eliminate that problem. Simple tips, but they can make all the difference. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.